Hello.
Hello. Is this Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, this is Pete from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
From the who?
The Bank of Cardiff. I think you called in earlier today.
Oh, okay. About the
Is now
about the about financing the equipment.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm calling several people to see who's gonna be able to help me, and you know which way I need to go and everything.
Of course, it's now a good time to chat.
Yes, you can.
Okay, perfect. So I understand you're looking for a little bit of equipment from Sally's Beauty Supply, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and can you tell me a little about your business? What do you do?
Okay, I'm a hairstylist. I've been doing hair maybe like 16 years. And it's always been my desire to run my own business.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm just gonna go in partnership with my auntie. She has a business. She has a salon. So she's a nail technician. So we're just trying to find how we can get me some equipment and everything. And I'm going in and work with her.
Okay, and you're gonna work at her business, or are you guys gonna start a new business together?
Although I've been there with her. Since I'm going to have one section part of the salon, I'm going to have my own little night. I would have my own night.
Okay.
It'd be like two in one, so.
Okay. So do you currently own a business, or are you just working as a hairstylist now?
I just work at a hairstylist, and I don't own a business.
Okay. So these are going to be business loans primarily. So we're probably going to run this through, what did you say, it was your aunt's business?
Yeah, but so it's going to be man's too, so
is your name on the business yet at all, or is this
no, hers
just
is on there. Right now hers is on there. She's on there.
Okay, and is she the 100% owner?
She's the 100% owner. So you think I need to have her to call you all, but it's the,
salon
equipment is what I want.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly. I need her information on the application because this is a business loan and we're going to run it through the business, and she's the 100% owner at this moment. But just tell me about some of the equipment you're looking at.
I'm just trying to, right now I need like one shampoo bowl and a chair as far as the chair that you lay back in as far as with the shampoo bowl. And then maybe like three dryers, you know, be the chair and the head, you know, the dryer, mm-hmm. the chair, and the head. I need like three of those, and I wanted a station. I was really hoping two, but one would do right now because I'm normally always meeting other stylists
mm-hmm.
who's always looking for a job.
Okay.
And, a few chills. And I guess that's pretty much it as far as me getting really started. I mainly need those dryers.
Yeah. My girlfriend actually has been a hairstylist for like 4 or 5 years, so I'm pretty familiar with the industry and, you know, seen my fair share of the inside of a salon.
I probably need four dryers.
Okay, so we're looking about four chair and dryers, or just the dryers? Okay.
No, I need both, the chair and the dryer.
I gotcha. Are you getting this all from Sally's Beauty Supply Store?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you have a quote from them at all for all this, or are you just kind of shopping around right now?
No, I'm just, just really kind of, I'm familiar with Sally's. I don't know a whole lot of other companies. I know a company called Time Payment was going to call me back. I don't know a whole lot of names and stuff that's out there, but Sally's, I'm familiar with them because I do business with them as far as going in and getting my little, you know, my products and stuff.
Okay. And what do you think a ballpark price for all this equipment would be?
I'll say a chair by itself. Let's say three chairs. I'm looking at like maybe $900. And then the top part, that's probably, let me see, 369. That's probably like $18 itself for the four dryers, the chair and the top. Because, you know, it depends on, some is like two something, some is three something. So I'm basing myself around two something or three for each one. But it's not even including tax. So that's really like $1,800 right there. Mm-hmm. Between 246, I'm going to say between $1,200 and $1,800 for those three chairs and dryers.
Okay,
it just depends
okay.
on how much it costs. Because sometimes you can get them for $199. It just depends mm-hmm. on what they're running on sale.
Gotcha.
And then I know a station, you know, the station with the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's that could be around, I'm just guessing. I don't know if it'd be $500 for that one little set. Between four. It just depends on the brand too. You know, some stuff are more expensive than others. I may can get the top and the mirror for probably about $300. I'm really not sure. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I knew I would at least need like $3,000 really to buy the little stuff that I need and get a few chairs for the clients to be able to sit in.
I got you.
And right now, that's basically what I'm looking at. Four chairs and four dryers. With a sink and a chair and a my working station.
All right, so I'm getting around $4,000 to $5,000, maybe total.
Okay.
Yeah, something around.
It could
you
be
know.
Less than that. It could be less than that. I'm trying to get it because my credit's so jacked up, and I'm trying to get it. I'm trying not to really go over $3,000 because I know
okay.
I know I can get that. And not go over $3,000. It just depends on what, you know, sometimes they run a lot of stuff on sale. You know, they have a little book, so they run a lot of sales and stuff. And sometimes you can get shampoo bowls for like $199. It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
Or a chair or something, you know.
Yeah,
so it just
you.
Depends on. Mm-hmm.
What, you know, do you have any timelines for your product? Like, when do you want to get into your aunt's salon?
I'm trying to start as far as next week. I do hair in my house right now. I do hair every day. So I'm trying to get out and I want to build my clientele up some more, but I don't want to do it in my house.
I got Because
I don't want just everybody coming in. So normally right now I just have a pico I've been having.
Yeah, you got
but
your regulars right now, but you don't want to expand the business and get strangers coming in. Yeah, I got you. What part of the country is your salon in?
I'm right here in... I'm in Hamilton County.
Hamilton County. What state is it?
Tennessee. I'm here in Tennessee.
Oh,
Chattanooga,
okay.
Tennessee.
I used to live in Nashville like a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you've been doing hair for a while, obviously. You know, run kind of like your own business here. What do you think the return on investment is going to be? How much, you know, extra money are you going to be able to make on a monthly basis or yearly basis by making this move?
Okay. I say monthly, if I get back to where I used to be, I was making over $3,000 a month.
Okay, that's good.
I say, yeah, I was probably making like, I was making over, you know, like $9,000 a week or whatever, if I can get it back to where it used to be. Right now, I'm at like at $4,000 and $5,000.
And that's revenue or profit?
That's not a profit.
Oh, okay, that's really good. So, you know, you're almost double your profit margins by adding on this part of your business, by expanding a little bit.
Yeah, so I know if I can be able to get the equipment and get started. I know I have money coming in.
I can really
build it up. So.
Good. What's your specialty? You know about hair. Is it you more of a coloring or cutting?
No, I'm all of it. I'm pretty much jack of all trades. I don't have a certain limit to. Yeah, I do it all.
I gotcha. That's good. My girlfriend specializes in hair coloring and stuff like that, so she doesn't do as much of the cutting. She's more of a, you know, making people go blonde and all that fun stuff. What about, so tell me a little bit more about your aunt's salon. How long has that been in business for?
I know she's been there over 5 years, I know. She's been there... Jackie been down there for a while, and I'm just trying to think. She's been there a pretty good while. She's all right here in Chattanooga. Well, she's in Georgia on Cloud Spring Road.
Okay, so you're moving down to Georgia to do this?
I don't have to have license to go to Georgia. I just have to pay a, it's like I have to pay a fee. I just have to pay a fee.
Okay.
I'm all right with Tennessee. Tennessee said I'm good to go. It's just whatever Georgia say. But she already kind of her state board. I have to pay a fee to come in and work with her.
I know sometimes that some state boards, they want you to go to school for another year or wait a year in transition or something like that.
I don't have to do that with her.
Well, that's really nice of you.
You can go to Georgia work as a princess. I can actually go there and work without license and start building up. As long as I'm working under someone that's licensed. So Georgia, they got their little thing going on. So it's I used to think it was really strict, but it's not real strict.
No, that's actually, California's the strict one, trust me. We got more regulations here than any other state.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. I think you gotta go, it's like, I don't even know how many hours, it's some ridiculous amount of hours that you have to have in training before you get your license, but anyway, have you looked into financing anywhere else? I know you told me you were shopping around a little bit here.
I just went on the website. I put salon equipment for rent. And so all of you all fall up under the same little categories like time payment and just different names. And when I saw Sunny Beauty Supply, I was like, wow, because I probably could have actually went there to the store and asked them about how can I, rent equipment. I didn't think they did anything like that.
Yeah, well, they're actually one of our vendors that we work with. We do a lot of their financing for a lot of their customers. So, if you had walked into the store, they probably would have told you to, give Cardiff a ring here, and they'll help you out getting your equipment. We've been working with them for a few years here, so we got a pretty good relationship built up. Do you currently have any loans, besides, a credit card, but do you have any loans, out on any other thing?
We're having a what now?
Do you have any loans out with any other companies right now? Besides a credit card or something like that? Oh, good. Nice and debt-free.
Is somebody selling, equipment and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, equipment or any kind of, personal loans or working capital loans.
No, not working capital.
Okay, that's the main one we got to look out for because it's just harder to get approvals without that. But you're doing equipment, so it's not as big of a deal. Do you have a plan B at all, Deborah, if, this doesn't work out with us or some one of your other lenders?
As far as who else I would call?
Yeah, I mean, would you go to your local bank or?
Well, to be honest, my credit is really messed up. Right now, I can't find anyone to really help me out in a small loan as far as giving me a chance to prove myself.
Okay.
So, only loans, what kind of type of loans you talking about? About 2 years ago, I bankrupt. That's been about going on 3 years ago. I don't have any major credit cards. I've messed up before, in my little payday loans, little stuff like that, when my business actually went all the way down, and I didn't have I didn't have a job, so now I'm working, although I'm working, but I still want to do my salon business.
I got you. Yeah, it's always nice to be your own boss. If you could ever go in that direction, it's definitely something you should try.
Yeah, so. It's just hard. When people look at my credit, it's just hard. People giving me a chance.
Well, this is what I'm going to suggest, Deborah. Telling me that you don't have the best credit, what I think the best move here is going to be, we do offer equipment financing, obviously, but our working capital loans are, it's a fairly new type of loan. It's actually more predominantly based on the business's sales rather than the credit history.
Okay.
So I think that might be the better option. But I'm going to give you an application for both, just in case.
Okay.
We're going to try both.
All right. Okay.
So what's a good email I can send those over to, and we'll get this started, because I know you want to get this done by next week.
Yes, it's drucker. 65.
Can you spell Rucker? R.
It's R-U-C-K-E-R.
Okay, 65.
Yeah, at gmail.com.
All right, I will shoot some info over there in about 5 minutes, not even.
Okay, so do I have to fill that out and submit it back to you all?
Yes, you do. Actually, what I'm going to ask you to do is have your aunt do it because it's her business.
Okay.
We are.
Okay.
So we're probably going to have to run this under her name just because you're not on the business yet, and this has to be a business,
okay, fine,
not a personal one. So if you want to send that over to her and have her fill it out, put her info on it, and we'll run the equipment loan through her and probably,
okay,
actually do it under her credit. So it's actually,
okay, that'd be bad,
probably going to be even better for you if she,
okay,
has some decent credit.
I don't know if it's being a better than mine. It may be, it may not.
Don't worry about it. All right, I'm going to shoot this over to you, and then, yeah, have your aunt fill out all her information on it and put the business's,
okay,
information and send a, it's just like a tax return and business bank statement,
okay,
that we need to look at. But that's it.
So what is it going to say?
The application?
Yes.
It just asks you for some general info. It's like the...
No, is it going to say Sally? What is it going to say?
No, when I go
through my email to look for your information.
Oh no, it's gonna say Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We just work. Sally's is one of the vendors that uses us as their financing,
okay,
bank. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's,
right,
the application's one page. It's super easy. Just a couple questions about the business. Street,
uh-huh,
address, things like that. But yeah,
okay,
just have your aunt fill out the info. But I'll have everything on you on the email for you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah. I look forward to talking to you. Can I circle back at the end of the week? If I don't hear,
yes,
back,
please,
from you. All right. I'll call you on Friday.
You call me back. Yeah, call me back on Friday. And call me after 2:00. That's when I get off of work.
For sure.
I get off at 2:00, so you can call me after 2:00.
I got you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.